I'm Jeff Custer with this Worldwide News Update. Palestinian health officials said an Israeli airstrike Tuesday hit a five-story residential building in northern Gaza, killing at least 60 people. Meanwhile, the Lebanese armed group Hezbollah said Tuesday it had elected deputy head Naim Qassem to succeed leader Hassan Nasrallah, who was killed in an Israeli attack over a month ago. The news came as Lebanon's eastern Bekaa Valley suffered the deadliest day of Israeli strikes overnight, as Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
Buildings were seen leveled to the ground on Tuesday. The area's governor said there had been nearly 70 deaths, but said the final toll was set to rise as rescue workers dug through the rubble for people buried underneath. No evacuation orders were given for the dozens of towns struck overnight. There was no immediate comment from Israel on the attacks. On Tuesday, Hezbollah said its Shura Council had elected deputy head Naim Qassem as its new leader. The 71-year-old replaces Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah, who was killed in an Israeli strike late September. Qassem had been deputy chief since 1991 and had long been one of Hezbollah's leading spokesmen. Since Nasrallah's killing, Qassem has said in a televised address that the armed group supports efforts to reach a ceasefire for Lebanon.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reporting. Israel has passed laws restricting the work of the UN aid agency serving Palestinians in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli lawmakers passed two laws on Monday that could threaten the work of the main UN agency providing aid to people in Gaza by barring it from operating on Israeli soil, severing ties with it. Under the law, UNRWA will be banned from conducting any activity or providing any service inside Israel. The second law would sever Israel's diplomatic ties with the agency. The laws signal a new low for a long troubled relationship between Israel and the UN. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Ukraine and South Korea announced Tuesday they have agreed to hold strategic consultations to jointly respond to what they call the illegal military operation between Russia and North Korea, including the deployment of North Korean troops on the front line of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. From his account on the X social media platform, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he had a phone conversation with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol Tuesday about the matter and said he shared data with Yoon regarding the deployment of some 3,000 North Korean troops already on Russian training grounds near the combat zone, with their numbers expected to increase to approximately 12,000. Speaking to reporters in Iceland Tuesday, Zelensky said the move represents a serious escalation of the war, something against which Russia is constantly warning the West.
Of course, it's escalation, and sometimes I'm very surprised how our big partners, big strategic partners, said that we should not cross red lines and escalate. But we think that Russia does it itself.
In an interview with the Reuters news agency, the former Bolivian president Evo Morales claims the government of ally-turned-rival Luis Arcea was behind an alleged attack on Morales' convoy, and he lashed out at what he called a plot to destroy him. Reuters correspondent Sai Karjazny reports.
It's a dramatic video with two very different explanations. A sequence posted by former Bolivian president Evo Morales shows what he says was a gun attack on him. He posted on Facebook the video taken from a moving car with gunshots heard in the background. Morales is seen in the front passenger seat with two bullet holes in the windshield. Morales told Reuters on Monday that the government of ally-turned-rival President Luis Arce was behind the alleged attack, calling it a, quote, dark plot to destroy him. In his first international interview since the incident, he denied his team had weapons and called the attack an ambush. Morales blamed the government, but did not directly say that Arce ordered it. Bolivia's government denied attacking Morales, calling it theater.
That was Sai Karjazny reporting. In a sign the U.S. job market is losing some momentum, the U.S. Labor Department reported Tuesday the number of job openings fell between August and September of this year to their lowest level since 2021. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The number of layoffs rose, and the number of Americans who quit their jobs fell below 3.1 million. That's the fewest since August of 2020, and it's a sign that more people aren't sure they can find better work elsewhere. Analysts with the group High Frequency Economics say the labor market is softer, but it is not imploding. On Friday, experts expect to hear that the unemployment rate remains at a low 4.1%. I'm Rita Foley.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.